beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no-goodest, rottenest son of a bitch that you'll ever want to hear on the radio. We are the most controversial radio show in the country. You guys can go all over the country. You'll never find maybe you don't want to find another show like this, but we've got listeners in all 50 states, listeners all throughout this great country, listeners all throughout this great world. Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Helsinki, Finland. We're getting the message out, people, and it's not against the proud black community. It's to stand up and be proud of what you are. If you're a proud black man, proud black woman, bust your ass every day. Try to make your family succeed. Try to make this country great. Or if you're a proud white person doing the same. We all want to come together. We have a war. And the war is against these racist bastards, these race-baiting bastards. And Bob Romanek will give you the underbelly. I'll give you the unfiltered truth today and every day. I spoke with a friend of mine, and we spoke about national politics, and you guys from 6 o'clock in the morning to midnight, you can get on MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, all of them. They recycle the same crap over and over and over again. That's okay to get a little bit of it, but don't you really want to know what's going on in our area? Sure you do. Sure you do. And that's what I do. Lines are always open if I want to talk to you. This show's not really caller driven. If I get some callers that are interesting, I'll be more than happy to talk. But when I'm talking about a serious subject, don't call and tell me that your garbage collector didn't collect the garbage today, because I don't really give a damn. Take your garbage, throw it out in the street. What the hell do I care? Just as long as it's not my street. Belleville safe. Oh, yes, it is. Guns in Belleville West High School. Unbelievable. Had a kid brought a gun The school was dismissed, which is rightfully so. So I believe in safety for our students, safety for our children. That's what we're put on this earth for, is to take care of our children, take care of our animals. But whenever Mark Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy Eckert, the failed mayor of Belleville, tells you people how safe it is, I mean, there's home invasions in Belleville. Once a week, there's burglaries. You can't read in the newspaper. Hell, the newspaper's only 3 pages long, and 2.5 are obituaries. You get the Belleville new Slimocrat, get it out of the trash. Don't buy it because it's not worth the money. But Belleville's not safe because of lack of leadership. Lack of leadership by Mark the big pussy Maximus Vaginus Eckert, by Mark the big faggot. Don't get them confused with each other, even though they're both a couple bitches. Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman, and of course Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal, Sprague, the St. Clair County Democratic leader, who is a failed man, who I believe to be a racist. You know, Belleville's not safe. Now, it's awful funny, the city of Ferguson, after all that reverse racism crap, they put in a black city manager 3 years ago. The guy's leaving, said, hey, I've had enough of this crap. And you got to understand, it's not a black-white thing, it's a nigger thing. It's a nigger thing, and nobody else will say it, but Bob Romanek will. Speaking of nigger things, and I'm not a big sports fan, this Kareem Hunt, I'd use the C word on him because I believe him to be that, but I don't need to be fined again. He's a real, real racist nigger. You people that don't follow sports, he's the ex-Kansas City Chief. I guess he's a running back. I've got a video here, and it shows him on the video pushing a white gal, kicking a white gal, shoving somebody in the white gal, knocking her down, hurting her. So they let him go, the Kansas City Chiefs did. But what do the Cleveland Browns do? They pick him up. They pick up this rotten bastard. And if you see this on video, you got to go to TMZ Sports, and you can see how vile and nasty this son of a bitch is. But here's the problem. Here's the problem as always, and I speak out as no one else will. Where is the NAACP? Where is the NAACP? If they were fair and impartial and wanted to be fair and equal, give equal treatment to everyone, not just to the niggers, they would get involved in this egregious, appalling act by this nigger thug football player, this little white gal. Now, I tell you, if it had been a white football player, did the same thing, assaulted a little black gal, an innocent little defenseless black gal like this nigger, accosted and assaulted this defenseless, innocent white gal, it would have been national headlines. Would have been national headlines. He never would have got a job doing anything. Look at Kevin Stein, cross-dresser, over in St. Louis. Says Martin Luther Kuhn, he gets fired. Never hurt anybody, never touched anybody, did nothing wrong, but the NAACP come out. Oh, we got to get rid of him, so he's gone. NAACP and people, that's why I say both proud and proud white and proud black. They piss me off. That's why I insult the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Well, I don't mind the colored people being advanced, but you're not going to advance the colored people at the cost of white people, of proud, innocent white people. You're not going to push us to the back of the bus. Remember, you didn't like the back of the bus when you were pushed back there. So don't think you're going to push proud white people to the back of the bus. I say it today and every day. Earn your spot at the front of the bus and we'll make room for you. But if you think you're taking my spot at the front of that bus, you niggers, you guys are crazy. The proud blacks won't try to take my spot. They've earned their spot at the front of the bus and we'll make room for everybody. But I also ask, and you won't hear it anywhere else, they roll over these subjects because it's black doing something to whites. Now, if it was whites doing something to blacks, you people know what would happen. I ask, where are all the women's groups on this Kareem Hunt situation, this ex-Kansas City Chief who was picked up by the Cleveland Browns? Where are all the women's rights groups? The Me Too movement, where are they at? Where's the NAACP? Why aren't they criticizing the Cleveland Browns for signing this woman-beaten bastard nigger? Where are they all at? You people think about it. See, mainstream press won't deal with it because, man, if a white guy talks about this crap, he's a racist. We got to let this go. No, I'm not letting it go because he assaulted and probably hurt this white gal, this defenseless, innocent white gal. You ought to see the nasty video on TMZ Sports, TMZ.com. Go to their sports. It's unbelievable. Again, why haven't the Cleveland Browns? Why aren't you women's groups, you Me Too groups? Why aren't you protesting and picketing the signing of this nigger racist Kareem Hunt? Where is everyone? Where's everyone on this situation, I ask? No one other than me is going to explore it. No one other than me is going to expose it. I guarantee you, if it had been a white man, again, a white man assaulting a black woman, it would have been a national crisis. Hell, it's a national crisis about blackface. You would think if you're in blackface, every black dies of cancer. If you look at that guy in blackface, you're going to die. I don't understand why everybody in this country, it's national news because some idiots 35, 40 years ago had blackface. It's unbelievable. You know, they want to get rid of the white governor, the white attorney general in Virginia, but now all of a sudden the black caucus, oh no, we want to have a fair and impartial hearing. We want to have a fair and impartial hearing on the nigger, on the lieutenant governor. You don't want a fair and impartial hearing, NAACP, you hypocritical racist nigger group. You don't want an impartial hearing. You don't want everybody to be heard when Judge Kavanaugh, when the white guy was trying to be appointed a Supreme Court justice, the NAACP, you rushed to judgment. What was it? Get rid of that white guy. Get rid of that white guy. We don't care. We don't care about justice. You niggers did not care about justice when Judge Kavanaugh was being confirmed. Think about it. All you people go back. All you people go back and look at those tapes from the Judge Kavanaugh hearing. All the nigger groups, all the nigger women, all the NAACP. Oh, no. Oh, no. Let's get rid of him. Where's the NAACP on this Lamar Hunt, on this Kareem Hunt situation? I ask NAACP. No, you're not touching it. You know why? Because it's a black man. It's a black man that's assaulted a white woman. How racist is that? And you bastards talk about equal treatment. Hey, you can advance the black community. Again, not at the cost of the white community. Not as long as I'm breathing. And I may be the only white son of a bitch in this country that'll stand up. But I'm going to stand up for millions of white people who have businesses, who have families, who are afraid for whatever reason can't come out. You know, you niggers ought to be thankful that white people are a lot more civil than you niggers. Because when white people ever get as pissed off as they should be now, you're going to see some problems. And I don't advocate violence, but I'll be damned. I think the white community's about had it. I think they've about had it. Think about it, people. I criticize the NAACP. I think they're a bunch of reverse racists. I think they're a bunch of black supremacists. They don't give a damn about the white community, which makes them racist. Do you think, again, if this Kareem Hunt would have been white, would have been a white football player, accosting and assaulting an innocent, defenseless black gal, you think this guy would have never, ever, ever, ever played in the National Football League again? The NAACP, the women's groups, everybody would have been there. And the women's groups are primarily white. This was a white gal that was beat up by this Kareem Hunt, who's now been signed by the Cleveland Browns. I don't see any big uproar. I don't see anything in the paper. There was a little blurb on television. You people probably wouldn't have known about it if it hadn't been for me bringing it up. Think about it, the hypocrisy, people. And you white people just sit back. You sit back and say, that crazy sumbitch is right. Well, me being right is not going to rectify this situation. Me being right is not going to change things. Me being right, exposing it to you good people and you good people doing something about it, that's when there's going to be a change. And I think it's coming soon, people. I honestly do. I think the proud white and proud black community will eventually come together. I think they'll all get tired of this crap that's going on and say, enough's enough. And I honestly think it's right around the corner. Now, we'll leave this situation, but again, let's recap it. Kareem Hunt, ex-Kansas City Chief, gets let go by the Kansas City Chiefs, and we want to salute them for doing the right thing. They may have took the heat, but they did the right thing. He's a racist nigger thug. He wasn't a proud black man playing football. This man hits accost this gal. There was never any charges. You can see it on video how atrocious and egregious it is. Nothing's being done. The Cleveland Browns pick him up. The NAACP, they're remaining silent. They didn't remain silent on Governor Northam from West Virginia. They didn't remain silent on the Attorney General, the white guy from Virginia. They want them to resign because 40 years ago they had blackface. Think about it. Think about it, people. It's not right. It's so hypocritical. And let's segue. I want to segue right off of that with this lousy, lousy black bitch. And she is a lousy black bitch from California. The U.S. Senator, Kamala Harris from California. What a low life piece of crap she is. She was being interviewed. She was being interviewed on television and radio on, of course, a black station. And they ask her, what about marijuana? Now, I witnessed this. I saw it yesterday. It was a vile interview yesterday with the U.S. Senator from the crazy, not the great state. They usually say the great state of whatever, the crazy state of California. She laughed when the reporter asked whether she had ever smoked marijuana. And if she smoked marijuana in the past, it was illegally. Illegally, that's the operative word there, people. Illegally smoked marijuana. She smiled with that grin-eating, crap-eating smile and said, emphatically, she said, yes, yes. She smiled and says, yes, on many occasions, she said. And then she smiled even broader with them big teeth of hers and big white teeth and said, yes, and she inhaled. She made a joke of it. She made a joke of it. She did all this criminal, illegal activity. Think about it now, people. These white guys were in blackface 40 years ago. Nothing criminal, stupid, but nothing criminal. She demands that they resign. But now, because they're white. But now here she is, a nigger bitch, not a proud black lady. She did all this criminal activity when she was in college, just like the two idiots from Virginia, the two white guys, when they were in college in blackface. And she said she even smoked it after college. So let's understand the premise here. And I ask you, how hypocritical is California? And she was California's attorney general. She then took pride in arresting and prosecuting. You hear me? Arresting and prosecuting people for the possession of marijuana while she was smoking it. While in college she was smoking it. Acknowledged it on the radio station yesterday. How totally hypocritical. This skanky nigger bitch arresting people for smoking marijuana, putting them in jail, putting them in prison for smoking illegal marijuana while she was doing the same thing and actually condoning the smoking of marijuana. She says, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. While being the state of California's attorney general, the chief law enforcement officer in the state of California. Why? I ask, when others, they hear about this hypocrisy and reverse racism by this nigger, I mean primarily cowardly white people, and I want to call you white people out because some of you are cowards. You sit back and do nothing. You're afraid to confront all the hypocrisy and reverse racism in this country, and that's doing nothing but destroying the proud white community. I understand, people, that everybody can't come out and speak, but I can, and there's many that can. So I, Bob Romanek, I'm too crazy, I'm too nuts, and I'm too proud to be a white person to let this crap go. This nigger racist bitch, Kamala Harris, once again, she demands and continues to demand that the white governor and the white attorney general of Virginia resign because of wearing blackface 35, 40 years ago when they were in college. She doesn't demand the lieutenant governor's resignation because he's black. She did all this criminal activity. Why? Why, I ask, why don't we insist? Why doesn't everyone insist and demand her resignation, her nasty-ass resignation for what she did in college? What she did in college was illegal. You know, I know, but you know why she's not getting heat? Not so much that she's a woman, and that plays into the matter a little bit. as we've seen the Me Too movement, they're not very smart, and they're not very strong, and they're very hypocritical and very, very weak. The reason this nigger bitch is not getting the heat for her criminal illegal activity smoking marijuana while she was the attorney general, smoking marijuana while she was in college, repeat after me, because she's a vile, reverse racist, low-life nigger. She's not a proud black lady. She's a nigger. She's demanding that white people resign, and she ridicules white people for blackface. And then this hypocritical bitch smokes marijuana, and she's the attorney general putting people in jail. Again, let's recap this situation. Two white guys allegedly dressed up in blackface 35, 40 years ago, harmless, legal, I say legal photographs, nothing illegal. I remind you, and they were in college, and it's stupid crap. It was stupid. They look stupid. Why the hell would somebody want to dress up like a low-life nigger? I don't understand. Not a proud black person. Keep them out of the equation, as always. But this crap makes national headlines. So we the people, we should demand that you, Kamala Harris, a candidate, going to be a candidate for president of the United States, we demand you as U.S. Senator that you resign for all your criminal illegal activity you performed in college and beyond. I again ask people, do all you decent people, both proud white and proud black, do you see all the hypocrisy and reverse racism involved here? Do you understand? As long as it's a white man, they can come after a white man. They can say, hey, you got to resign. You got to quit because you had blackface 40 years ago. Let's think about it, people. And here, Kamala Harris, she's saying, resign. She's not asking the lieutenant governor of Virginia, the black guy. No, the black caucus has stepped forward with him and said, no, he doesn't need to resign. We need to have full hearings. The hypocrisy, people, unbelievable. But I have to say, on a little side note, Katy Perry, she's a singer, a white singer. She's got a line of clothing and a line of shoes. Some nigger complained, and I looked at the shoes, and it's got two eyes, and it's got red lips, and it's on black material. They want that gone because it looks too much like blackface. I ask, was it a white shoe initially? Was it a white shoe, and then they made over to make it look like blackface? See, this crap's getting out of hand, people. This crap's totally, totally getting out of hand. They want this shoe because it's a white gal. It's a white gal with this shoe line. And I saw it on the internet. And it's a black shoe, and it's got eyes. It's kind of cute looking. But the niggers say it's blackface. Again, I say it's only blackface if it was a white shoe and they made it black, I guess. Don't you understand the hypocrisy? Don't you understand how far this blackface crap has gone? In this great United States, we're trying to build a wall across the Mexican border to save our people, to save our country, to make our country safe. And everybody's talking about blackface. Blackface is just as high as the agenda as the wall is. But this shoe, it was unbelievable, people. And it appeared to look like a black person. But so what? What, are we going to get rid of everything black? And then, let me remind you, as I did a couple days ago, Adidas had a white shoe honoring the Black History Month, and the white shoe goes back to the Black Renaissance in the 1920s. Somehow white was the color back then for the black people. I don't think they were as racist as the niggers are now. So Adidas puts out a white shoe honoring the black community during Black History Month. And all the niggers complained because the shoe was white. Now, just think about that on the face. How racist is that? Because the niggers complained because the shoe was white, there was no black. Well, then the Converse are all black. I don't want to see a black Converse. You think a white guy is going to stop Converse from making black Converse? Hell no. And niggers, where are you at? The Converse is black. Oh, you use that for basketball. But here's the point I'm trying to make. No matter what we say or do, if the niggers say it's okay, not the proud black community, as always, keep them out of the equation. If the niggers say it's okay, it's okay. No, it's not okay if the niggers say it's okay. If it's okay for one, it's okay for all. If it's not okay for one, it's not okay for any. But they pulled those shoes, people, from the shelves. They pulled those shoes from the shelves because someone in the nigger community, not the proud black community, someone in the nigger community said, it's racist. And so the white shoemaker, they pulled that shoe. When is it going to change? When is it going to change, people? It's not. It's not going to change until we make a change. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, renegade radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boy shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, renegade radio, and as always, people, we are proud to live in this great, great United States of America, even though we fight like family, like brothers and sisters fighting. We're one. We're one. We're Americans. Let's remember that. And as always, we are definitely proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
This is Bob Romanek, and I am the Grim Reaper. And let me tell you, people, when I say something, this is Bob Romanek talking. You know I'm not a racist, I'm a realist. And when people call in, This is America. They've got every right to call in. When people come in and I interview them, they don't come in to agree. You've never heard any of them say, "Ah, Bob, I agree with everything you say." This is America, people. This is the United States of America. And we can all think like we want to think. We can all say what we want to say. We can all have our opinions. It just bothers me when people have called in the past and other people have criticized them. What are you criticizing? Our great American heroes, our military heroes that died, that gave all to give me, Bob Romanek, and you, everybody listening out there, all the millions of listeners, give you the right to speak your mind, to speak your opinion, to speak free in this great country? It amazes me. It amazes me. Had a political friend in St. Louis get in trouble because we talked off the air about supporting our brave military and supporting our proud law enforcement. He comes on the air and says, "Bob, I agree with you." He agreed with me about the military and law enforcement. He didn't agree with how I talk. He didn't agree with what I said. But I'll be damned, we have every right. We have every right to say what the hell we want to say. So when I have guests or there's advertisers, they're not condoning everything I say. I hope they're condoning my right, my freedom to speak free as an American. I'm sure they don't agree with my language sometimes. Sometimes I don't agree with my language, and a lot of times I don't agree with other people's language. But think about it, people. In this free country of ours, all the military heroes who have died to give me the right to speak free. I can speak free. I can offend people. I get offended every day by the way people dress, the way people talk, some of the things people do. I'm offended by what this Kareem Hunt did to this little white gal. And I can be offended. It's my right as an American. I have my opinion. Now, maybe my opinion is not like everybody else. I don't believe that. I believe my opinion is like millions of other people, both proud white and proud black. But for somebody to chastise someone because they call into my show, because they talk to me, they want to chastise them? No, people, this is America. You don't have to agree with what goes on Channel 2, but you may buy their product. The people are advertising. They're not advertising and supporting the show. They're advertising and supporting their product that comes on during the commercial breaks. People are so thin-skinned anymore. I honestly don't understand how people can be so hypocritical. But you know what they are. But that's just a lesson that I thought you people need to think about. You don't have to agree with me, but agree that I have every right to say it. I never tell anybody, you don't have the right to say it. Now, I may chastise them, I may disagree with them. But I think in this great country that everybody has the right to say it. Now, some people don't like my language, but who gives a damn? I don't like some people's language sometime either. But let's get back to the show. I wanted to bring that up for the hypocrisy on both sides. You know, you get some white people, they'll chastise me. "Oh, you shouldn't say nigger." I say, "Hey, where do you live?" "I live out in the country, and I got 40 acres. So are you around black people?" "Nah, I ain't around black people." But they call me the racist. I'm around blacks every day, all day long. But anyway, having said that, hey, this Jussie Smollett, you remember the Empire star who said he got attacked by two white guys, had a rope around his neck, and he kept it around his neck until he got home and let the police see it. Now, you've never heard anything else about that, have you? Now, some people will say, "Hey, Romanek, you're a racist." No, I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. Here's a situation where I believe a black guy tried to set up two white people. I believe he just tried to get some kind of publicity for his show, The Empire. But people will say that I'm a racist? No, I'm a realist. I'm just telling you the news, people. I'm giving you the unfiltered version of what you'll get on every other TV station, every other radio station. And it's amazing. It's amazing how, and you hear my WAR radio network, we're standing up for the white community. We're not against the proud black community. But when is somebody ever going to say, "Hey, this crazy son of a bitch is right. White people deserve equal treatment. All I want for all of us, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Puerto Rican, all I want is equal treatment for everybody." If you listen to my show for 5 minutes, you'll say he's a racist. If you listen to my show for 5 days, if you're honest, you'll say, "Hey, he's a realist." Let's take one caller. Go ahead, Peter. You're on the dark side.
Hello, Bob. I want to let you know about some blackface porn you can watch. It was the black and white minstrel show on BBC. And it ran for years. Closed down in 78, and they had a very successful 2003-2005 tour. White guys in blackface. And it shows a lot of numbers from Kentucky, from those early years of in Kentucky when blacks were shown by whites in blackface, and some coy white women cozying up to them, and they were all happy slaves singing. Very popular show on BBC. You can Google it, Black and White Minstrel Show.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much for that information. I hope everybody does. I hope they'll get that. And people, again, everybody gets so excited when a white man stands up and takes up for the proud white community. I don't understand it. I'm a racist. All I want to do is see white people get equal treatment. I respect the proud black community. I say that today and every day. I don't like the niggers. I don't like the people that kill, rob, rape, steal. I don't like the hunkies or the crackers that do the same. And I'll stand up and I'll say that. I'm against the Ku Klux Klan, the John Birchers. I'm against the white supremacists, the neo-Nazis, the skinheads, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Nation of Islam. I'm against both groups of both colors that are trying to divide and conquer the proud white and proud black community. I'm against both of them. But back to this Jesse Smollett, this actor from Empire. You don't see anymore, do you, people? It kind of backfired on him. What he wanted to do, he said, oh, they were in masks at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said before, all white guys in Chicago, 2 o'clock in the morning, they carry nooses with them. Nooses and cigarettes. That's what white hunkies do. That's what the crackers do. That's what the white skinheads, the neo-Nazis, the Ku Klux Klan. But he takes that noose, he leaves it around his neck as he's walking into his apartment complex a few blocks away. He didn't realize, I guess he forgot that they had cameras. But have you noticed? Nothing Chicago police, they've never said another word. And I guarantee you, if they would have found the two white guys, it would have made national news. It would have made national news because, once again, there's a white guy, a white racist, beating the hell out of a black guy. Now, I got to ask, why do you got to be a racist? Maybe you just didn't like the guy. You didn't give a damn about his skin color. Maybe he said something you didn't like. But if it's a white guy hitting on a black guy, it's always, oh, he was a racist. That was a hate crime. You know, I hate to hear that hate crime. I think when you beat the hell out of somebody, you hate them, don't you? I think if you shoot somebody, you hate them, don't you? And I think there's more black-on-black crime than there is black-on-white or white-on-black. So at that point, I'd have to say, I guess they're all haters. I guess they're all racist. It's unbelievable how we can take a word, how we can take a situation, and we can flip it. We can flip the script. And when we do, we all end up being racist. I've never heard anybody say never that a black guy's a racist. Why is that? I don't know. If anybody knows, you can let me know. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's by state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. I told you, now everybody listening, all you white people, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, because you know the hundreds of thousands of the millions of listeners I have, both proud white and proud black. But the premise to the niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies, if you listen to me, you agree with everything I say. If you listen to me, you're a racist. No, you're a realist. You want to know the true facts. I give you the unfiltered truth. And again, don't hold what I say against any of my guests, any advertisers, because this is America. We've got every right to speak our own mind. I never agree. I'd love my father and my son. I'd gave my life for either one of them, but half the time I never agreed with them. Never got mad. We all have the right to our opinion, including me. Hey, with us, who just walked in the door, a good friend of ours, a true American, Mr. Adam Yokas. He's the owner-operator of the St. Clair County Event Center. Just walked through the studios, and Adam, how the hell you doing, buddy?
Doing fine, Bob. How are you this morning?
Hey, listen, I'm doing great. I'm glad you stopped by. And again, with Adam and everybody else, these people don't condone what I say. They've got a message of their own, because it's America. And Adam, I'm glad you stopped by, because I'll tell you what, all the buzz around the radio station, all the buzz in the country community, this Friday night, for somehow you've secured Merle Haggard's son, Ben Haggard. He's going to carry on his father's musical legacy, and everybody's talking about it. They tell me that you're sold out. Is that true?
That is correct, Bob. We actually have about 40 or 50 tickets left, and then it'll be just standing room only, but full house Friday night at the Event Center.
You know what, Adam, the Event Center, we've been there. You had Bill Cherry, the Elvis impersonator, had a hell of a crowd. For you people that don't know, this is a relatively new Event Center. It's right past Eckert's Orchard on the right-hand side going out to Freeburg. Very, very safe, very, very nice area. And Adam's been there a few years. He's got his antique auction. He has a lot of auctions there. He has a lot of flea markets. And what do you have going on, Adam, in the near future out there?
Well, Bob, we have, of course, the flea market first full weekend of every month. Our auctions are the second and fourth Thursday. And then we do concerts and shows and rent it out to other private parties as people request it.
You know what? It's a great, great local business venue. And that's why I wanted you to come in. And I ask everybody that has a venue, that has a business. We like to take care of our local people here in Belleville. And I tell you what, Adam, it's a beautiful, beautiful facility. And a lot of people don't know about it. If they wanted to have a wedding, I've seen a couple of weeks ago we were out there, had a beautiful setup for a wedding. If people want to have a wedding or a after dinner, after a funeral procession, or anything to do with, you can service from what, 50 to 500 or 1,000 people?
That's correct. We can have, of course, country cafes out there, and we can do small parties in there for 50 people or 100 people. And then, of course, the big main hall can hold up to 1,000 people.
You know, we were out there with Bill Cherry, and you people should have been out there. Great, Bill Cherry's a great Elvis tribute artist. They don't say impersonators. They want to be called tribute artists. Great sound out there, Adam. You've really, in the little time you've been open, you've really done a great job out there. And I hear that the Country Cafe has got some kind of new management, some new food items. We were out there on Friday night for fish, and you have a bar bingo, a lot of things going on at your new Country Cafe.
Yeah, bar bingos, of course, moving to Wednesday night starting the 20th of February. And Friday night's going to be karaoke nights starting here in about 2 weeks. So we'll have karaoke contests coming up Friday nights, of course, with the fish fry every Friday night also.
What if people want to get a hold of you, Adam, do you have a number? Do you have a website? Do you have something that they can maybe contact you or get business hours for the restaurant or want to use your facility for some kind of event?
Yes, you can call 618-830-7552, 618-830-7552.
And what's your website? Do you have a website?
St. Clair County Event Center.com.
Okay, common spelling, I would assume.
Yes.
Hey, let's get back to here. We've got a couple more minutes. And again, we always want to try to promote local businesses. This Merle Haggard's son, they tell me he sounds just like his dad. I've listened to some of his music, and I think it's going to be a great time out there, don't you?
Yeah. So last fall, Bill, or Bob, I'm sorry, we got talking with Jim Schrader, owner of Roll Offs To Go, and he came up with the idea of get Merle Haggard's son, Ben Haggard. He's a huge Haggard fan. So we reached out and got him booked last fall for this Friday night, and local businesses have come together to help sponsor the show. Roll Offs To Go is just one of the few that...
A great company.
Yeah, that's helped us to get the show put together.
Now, you're doing it for a benefit also, right?
Yeah, we're going to try to raise a little money for Ronald McDonald House, of course.
Great, 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 great organization. Now, you say you have some standing room only. You were selling tickets for, what, $20 in advance?
And Yeah, so there's, I think, about 50 tickets left for $20. You can still pick them up at the event center, or you can go online to metrotix.com. But after that, we may have a few standing room only tickets, but I would urge anyone, if they want a ticket for this Friday night, they better get them today.
What time do the doors open? What time's the show and the meal start?
Doors will open at 6:30, and then we have 100 people. So local artists will be on stage at 6:30 to 7. Then, of course, everybody knows around here, Boulder Dash. They'll be on stage. They'll be the opening act for Ben Haggard. Ben Haggard should be on the stage around 8:45.
8:45. What are you going to have for the people with VIP tickets? I hear there's going to be a great menu.
The VIP tickets, of course, they have a catered meal from Royale Catering. It's a prime rib dinner, and all you can drink draft beer. And of course, the Country Cafe will be open for general admission. You can come buy your own food. They'll have fish dinners, chicken dinners, and stuff like that.
Well, that'll be great. Now, again, I see here on your placard, the telephone number. It says available at the St. Clair County Event Center. You can pick up tickets there. What's the actual address for that, Adam?
It's 1550 East State Route 15. So we're a half a mile past Eckert's on the right-hand side.
Okay, and the telephone number I've got here is 618-830-7552. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That's people, it's 618-830-7552. Is it too late to get tickets on MetroTix.com?
You can still get those.
And you can still get tickets, people, at MetroTix.com. Now, this is Ben Haggard. He looks like his dad. He sounds just like his dad. And I tell you, probably be a great event. And hopefully, I mean, there's going to be a packed house. Hopefully, there'll be enough room for everybody that wants to come and enjoy the event.
Right now, Bob, we have over 700 Haggard fans who bought tickets for Friday night.
You know what? We've sponsored a lot of shows, and you've been involved in a lot of shows. Usually, 300, 400, 450 is a great crowd, but 700 people to come there. And people, there's plenty of parking. It's a safe area. There's still some tickets available. You may not get to see Ben Haggard again. A great, great talent. He's going to carry on his father's musical legacy. So hopefully we'll see everybody out there Friday night. And again, what time's the doors open? What time does it start?
Doors open at 6:30, and then we'll have some music. Like 100 people goes on at 6:30 to 7:30 roughly, and then Boulder Dash will follow that, then followed by Ben Haggard.
Mr. Adam Yokas, owner-operator, St. Clair County Event Center, a beautiful place, people. You guys, if you have any kind of event, you may want to call him. So Ben Haggard will be there Friday night. The radio station will be there. Have a lot of people out there. Great time, great food. I hope everybody makes it out. And again, if you need tickets, and you better get them quick, you can call 618-830-7552 or metrotix.com, or you can go to the St. Clair County Event Center at 1550 East State Route 15, a lot of fives in there, 1550 East State Route 15 in Belleville. That's right past Eckert's Orchard on the other side of the road. Mr. Adam Yokas, thank you very much. I know you're going to have a great success and many more to come. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
As always, people, time to go, but we like to take time out to help local businesses, and Adam Yokas has been around a long time. Adam's Auction, everybody knows him, a great auctioneer. Actually, had an auctioneer song. I should have had him sing it. I will next time. So if you guys can make it out there, radio station will be there. We're going to have a great time Friday night. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. Some more tickets available. Let's all come out there, have a great time. As always, people, it's time to go. And I just hope you people understand Bob Romanek. I hope you understand that I'm a realist. I hope you understand that I'm a proud American. I hope you understand that I stand for truth, justice, and the American way. And more than that, I hope you understand that I want to bring the proud white and proud black community together. Don't listen to me again for 5 minutes. Listen to me for 5 days, and you'll understand where I'm going. And as always, at the end of the day, it's always the politicians that want to divide and conquer. There's a lot of great Democrats, a lot of great Republicans, rank and file. It's the organizational Democrats and Republicans that try to divide and conquer us to 2 or 3 or 4%. Let's don't let that happen. So let's continue to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, as always, let's do unto them as they continue to do unto us until we stop them. Both proud white and proud black, come together to make this country great again. Let's destroy them. No violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.